And now it's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SGNScoops.com. The Greens were involved in a bus accident near Athens, Georgia last week. Tim Green of the trio was most affected by the accident. He suffered broken ribs, a bruised right lung, and is now recouping in the hospital. Stacy Sanders of the group suffered only minor injuries. According to Tim, windy conditions pushed the bus onto the side of the road. Because of recent rain, the ground was soft and muddy, causing the bus to roll over on its top. Tim was thrown through the windshield and wound up under the bus when it came to a stop. That he survived the wreck is nothing short of miraculous. Your continued prayers for Tim Green are greatly appreciated at this time, and for the group, which is on a temporary break until Tim recovers. Legacy 5 is giving fans a chance to participate in their music video, Ask Me Why, filmed in Nashville this month. This will be Legacy 5's first ever concept video. Scott Fowler of Legacy 5 says, and I quote, "We have been blessed with some great friends who support us and love us, and we're excited that some of them will be able to enjoy this music video experience with us." The group is seeking extras of all ages for a church congregation scene. The film date is March the 12th. Ask Me Why can be heard on their latest project, A Wonderful Life, and fans can also find out more about the project on Legacy 5's Facebook page by searching for Friends of Legacy 5. If you'd like to participate in the video or would like more information, visit www.legacy5.com. The McCameys are back in the studios again. Just this week, they posted a sneak peek video of an upcoming song on the project. Take a listen from inside the studios where Cheryl Ferris sings a verse and a chorus of a forthcoming song called When He Speaks.
I wonder if God is even listening when He speaks.
The McCameys are presently cutting tracks for their summer of 2012 mainline release, the title of which has not yet been publicized. You can get updates from the McCameys at McCameysOnline.com. And that's a look at this week's Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe here at He's Alive.